This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Haiti, factions are rushing to fill the power vacuum left by Sunday's abrupt departure of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. U.S. officials, Aristide's political opponents, and heavily armed rebels are all in talks over how to form a transitional government. The U.S. has backed the political moderates. Yesterday, the rebels, among them criminals and known drug dealers, rode triumphantly into the city. And they are not surrendering their weapons as promised. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
The two forces were just yards from each other, but worlds apart. A handful of U.S. Marines stood on guard on the vast lawn of Haiti's National Palace, protecting it from would-be power grabbers as this Caribbean nation teeters along without a government. In the street in front, dozens of armed Haitian rebels sped about in a ragtag motorcade as thousands of residents cheered them on. One man, Neville Cheristal, said he welcomed both forces to the capital because the two together helped force Aristide from power. He says Aristide thugs stole his meager savings and left him with nothing to feed his family. Thank God for the Americans and Guy Philippe, he said. I am now free. Guy Philippe is the leader of the self-proclaimed rebel liberators who pushed their way from the north towards Port-au-Prince over the last month, bent on driving Aristide from power. They accuse Aristide of corruption and of terrorizing Haitians to silence dissent. While Philippe's approach to the capital may indeed have hastened Aristide's flight into exile, the rebels' presence in Port-au-Prince now is complicating a political solution to the crisis. On Monday afternoon, Philippe and his forces lunched on hamburgers and fish at one of Haiti's luxury hotels, smiling and congratulating themselves, their rifles resting on their laps. Philippe, looking exhausted in full camouflage, told reporters he'd honor his pledge to hand over weapons with Aristide now in exile, but added conditions. As promised, we are ready to lay down our arms now that Aristide has gone, he said, and will do so once a new government is formed. Moving the goalpost for disarmament flies in the face of what U.S. officials have demanded of the rebels. On Sunday, after Aristide left Haiti and the rebels were advancing, American Ambassador James Foley warned the insurgents to stick to their commitment.
They stated that they would lay down their arms when President Aristide resigned. And that demand, if you will, has been met.
But at the rebels' poolside respite, disarming seemed an ever more remote possibility, and that could complicate matters for international peacekeepers led by the U.S. One 43-year-old insurgent, dressed in a black flak jacket and carrying an M4 rifle and a pistol on his hip, said the international community will have no choice but to negotiate with them, guns in hand. If not, he said,
we'll see what happens. We'll have another 20 years of hell here.
Rebel intransigence is making life difficult for more moderate Aristide opponents trying to craft an interim government to usher in new elections. The moderates have distanced themselves from the rebels as they seek international legitimacy. But Hans Tippenauer, a moderate leader, said his group is now inviting the rebels to help Port-au-Prince's beleaguered police end the widespread looting and vandalism that has gripped Haiti since Aristide's departure. He says international forces should have arrived on Sunday, immediately after Aristide boarded a U.S. plane for the Central African Republic.
That's two more days of looting that has been going on. And that's definitely too much for all those guys who are losing a lot of money and in a country that is already very poor.
Only 200 Marines and a handful of Canadian and French troops are on the ground so far in Haiti. On Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said as many as 2,000 Marines could be in Haiti soon to help maintain order. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.